Hallelujah, Christ is risen.
Lord, Lord, Christ is risen. Hallelujah.
Thank you. What good news. What great joy. Christ has risen. He is not dead. The tomb could not hold him, nor could death. He's risen so that we will all rise to new life with him. The sadness and sorrow that filled Good Friday and Holy Saturday have now been replaced with great joy. And this joy is not of our making. We had no part in accomplishing this amazing reality. This is God's doing, and God's doing entirely. Our only role is to respond appropriately with great joy for what has been done for us. So often we think that everything that happens is about us. Too often we hear the words, "I didn't get anything out of that," or "What's in it for me?" If we do not understand that it is not all about us at any other time in our year or even in our lives, we certainly should on this day and in this service of worship. God has been working his purpose out since the beginning without concern for how it affects us emotionally. God has been working from the beginning and will continue his work until the end with or without us. We have great joy and privilege to join with God in his work and receive all the benefits of going along with that, or not. We begin our several readings on this day with the story of creation, the story of God's creative word that brought forth the world and all that is in it, the story of God's impression of each part of the creation as good. And the creation of his people is very good. So far, we are off to a very good start. A lot has happened in this good creation that has not been so good by the time we get to the second reading in Exodus. The people of God are in bondage, are slaves in Egypt. After much going back and forth, Pharaoh has agreed to release them, and so they flee, fast as they can, into the wilderness. They're barely on their way to freedom when Pharaoh changes his mind and sends his army to recapture the nearly free slaves. With the Reed Sea or Red Sea ahead of them and Pharaoh's army fast approaching, God's people complain to Moses, "Did you do this to kill us? You did, didn't you? We told you we were fine with being slaves. It really wasn't so bad. Look what you have gotten us into." Moses reassures the people and listens for direction from God, who parts the sea and brings his people safely on the other side to dry land, while the army of Pharaoh is overcome by the waters of the sea. God frees his people, whether they like it or not. God continually does what is right for God's people, no matter how God's people feel about it. In Isaiah, again, God is offering new life for his people if they will only follow his lead, trust his direction, and be his people. He offers water for those who thirst, food for those with no money. Listen, so you might live. That's the offer, life. From the beginning, God brought forth life out of that which was lifeless. This is what we hear in each reading, that out of bondage, out of life that is no account, God offers life, new life, whole life, full life. Ezekiel, this new life is with a new heart and new spirit. God says, "Follow my statutes, observe my ordinance, and you shall be my people, and I will be your God." God continues through the New Testament to work God's purpose out. God's people have not done such a great job of following his statutes and observances, his ordinances. So he sends his son to try a new way of reaching out to help his people understand. This time the people have so misunderstood that they have killed God's Son in an attempt to have the final say and the final control. The Son did not make those in power feel particularly good at all. As a matter of fact, he made them downright mad. So they thought they would be rid of him once and for all. They killed him like any other common criminal. In our gospel, we hear how well that worked. It didn't. It didn't work at all. After every attempt to be in control and had a final say about who was in charge, it's discovered that those in power have no power over God. God is in charge. God has the final say. No matter what is done to attempt to thwart God's purpose or control, God is still working, and God will not be controlled by us. God is still working God's purpose out. This story is not over. God's work did not end with the scripture we call the Bible and when it was finalized. God is still working God's purpose out. Christ has been raised, and we have been raised with him. We have been made a new people with a new heart and a new spirit. We are invited to join God in working God's purpose out with gladness and joy. The good news is that it's not all up to us. God invites us to join with him and follow the way. His work will be accomplished. It's just so much better for us to be with him and be his people and allow him to be our God. Hallelujah. Christ is risen. Amen.
Prayers of people following on the tree. Please stand.
Lord Jesus Christ, you said to your apostles, "Peace I give to you, my own peace I leave with you. Regard not our sins, but the faith of your church. And give to us the peace and unity of that heavenly city, where the Father and the Holy Spirit, you live and reign now and forever. Amen." The peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
other than hoping to be wishing you all a very blessed Easter season. Remember, Easter is not just for one day. We have the whole season to look forward to. But I would like to invite you all to join us in Tyler Hall for receptions immediately following the service. It will entice you, or already have maybe, with champagne and chocolate. So we do hope that you'll all join us there for a few minutes to celebrate this wonderful Easter season and Christ's resurrection. Walk in love as Christ loved us and gave himself for us, an offering and sacrifice to God.
Thank you.
It is to be made ready for those who love him and who want to love him more. So come, you who have much faith and you who have little. You who have been here often, you who have not been for a long time. You who have tried to follow and you who have failed. Come, not because it is we who invite you. It is our Lord. It is his will that those who want him should meet him here. Our service continues on page 361, Eucharistic Prayer 8. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give him thanks and praise.
It is right and a good and joyful thing, always and everywhere, to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. But chiefly are we bound to praise you for the glorious resurrection of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. For he is the true Paschal Lamb who was sacrificed for us and has taken away the sin of the world. By his death he has destroyed death, and by his rising life again he has won for us everlasting life. Therefore we praise you, joining our voices with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, who forever sing this hymn to proclaim the glory of your name. He stretched out his arms upon the cross and offered himself in obedience to your will, a perfect sacrifice for the whole world. On the night he was handed over to suffering and death, our Lord Jesus Christ took bread. And when he had given thanks to you, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." After supper, he took the cup of wine, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me." Therefore, we proclaim the mystery of faith.
Christ is dying. Christ is risen. Christ will come again.
We celebrate the memorial of our redemption, O Father, in this sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving. Recalling his death, resurrection, and ascension, we offer you these gifts. Sanctify them by your Holy Spirit, to be for your people the body and blood of your Son, the holy food and drink of you, and unending life in him. Sanctify us also, that we may faithfully receive this holy sacrament and serve you in unity, constancy, and peace, and at the last day, bring us with all your saints into the joy of your eternal kingdom. All this we ask through your Son, Jesus Christ, by him, and with him, and in him, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever.
Amen. Amen.
And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to say,
"Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, power and glory, forever and ever.
God for the people of God.
Thank you. Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. The blessed God Almighty, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit be upon you and remain with you always.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah! Hallelujah!